Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer and I'll be moderating this session, where we will be getting schooled in life, love, and the secrets of the bend and snap, with the playful theater presentation of Legally Blonde the Musical, being presented at the Kelsey Theater in West Windsor, New Jersey. Based on the movie Legally Blonde, the musical tells the story of sorority queen Elle Woods, who is dumped by her boyfriend, Warner Huntington III, just before he leaves for law school, simply because she's too blonde. Determined to find a way to win him back, Elle puts down the credit cards and hits the books, setting out to go where no Delta Nu has gone before, Harvard Law. Elle must wage the battle of her life for her guy, for herself, and for all the blondes who suffer endless indignities every day. With me here to talk about this high-energy, playful theater production are director Paula Barson, costumer Michelle Rittman, choreographer Nicole Machen, and actors Kimberly Suskin, who plays Elle Woods, and Kyrus Keenan-Westcott, who plays Emmett Forrest. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you, Kyrus. Well, first I'm going to be talking to Paula. Tell me, why did you want to direct this show? Why this show?
Because it's a fun show, and I like to direct fun shows. I like anything campy, and the sillier it can be and the more fun it can be, then that's what I like to do.
Now, for those who don't know anything about the musical but know the movie, are they expecting the same thing? Is there differences?
Just music.
Just music? So it's essentially
it's essentially the same story. There's just a lot of fun, upbeat music that goes along with it and just tightens the story.
Now, I remember when they first announced that they were going to be doing a musical of the movie, my first thought was, I didn't want to see it. I like the movie. But then I actually got to see it when it was on MTV years ago. I was just going to watch a little bit, and I got stuck watching the whole 2.5 hours because it was that much fun. And for those out there who have the same feeling, you should see this show.
I agree.
So how's the rehearsals been going so far?
I think they've been going great. I think that we had to hodgepodge it a lot. So we had dance rehearsals and we had music rehearsals and we had blocking rehearsals, but we've put it all together and I think that it's come together very well.
Now, we have with us the actors and some of the production crew. Michelle, you're taking care of costumes. Is there anything specific about this that people should be looking for?
A lot of different costumes. This is a very large show. There are a lot of actors and they play a lot of different parts. We transverse over a couple of years, well, about a year and a half in time. So I like to show the transition of time using costumes. And as I said, there are so many people in so many different costumes that it was a pretty big undertaking. And luckily it's modern, so it's not like we have to construct all of the costumes from scratch.
Well, one of the things in the musical is that there's a marching band that comes out.
There are some members of a marching band and there are some cheerleaders as well. So we were very lucky to be able to borrow those costumes from local high schools so that we could get actual band uniforms and actual cheerleading costumes instead of having to make our own.
Two of the leads from the show, Kim, who plays Elle, is here, and Kyrus. So Kim, tell us something about Elle.
Well, Elle is actually a very complex
character. The character analysis of Elle.
Yes. Well, Elle is a sorority girl, which is obviously a lot of fun to play, and she starts out the show she's perky, really, throughout the show. She's full of bundle of energy, is a really positive, upbeat person, and she goes for what she wants 100%, and she gets it every time. And so once she gets into Harvard to follow Warner, you know, she meets probably a couple of her first obstacles that she's ever met in her life, and a lot of things happen to her, and she becomes a more solid person and a deeper person, and she learns a lot about herself throughout the whole story, and she ends up better because of it and ends up being in a great career and with a great man. And yeah, she's just...
Well, now that you told everybody the story, they don't have to come.
Did I?
Imagine that.
Well, everyone's seen the movie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, imagine all of that, but with music. So, Kyrus, tell us something about Emmett.
Emmett is also a sorority girl. finds his way, feels good, has a good career and all of that. Emmett is a very... he's very down to earth, but he's very dedicated, and he He's a graduate student who is looking to help Elle in her journey to becoming a attorney and helping her any way that he can, and he uses his wit and Milky Ways, which I'm saying because that's sitting right in front of me. He uses his wit and humor and educational abilities to help her, and then they end up falling in love. Spoiler alert!
That's Carrie gave the whole show away for me. So.
I actually think that Emmett and Elle are very similar.
In what ways?
In that how they appear on the outside is not who they are on the inside, and that they're both very, very strong people who know who they are and kind of let the world know who they are. And in finding each other, they just bring out the best in each other.
Yes.
The outside ends up mirroring what's actually inside. She starts to take herself more seriously, and he starts to take himself more seriously.
He even starts to like loosen up a little bit, you know, because like Kim said, Elle begins to take herself more seriously, and Emmett is somebody who has always took himself very seriously, and now he's kind of just letting loose a little bit and, you know, doing his thing, thanks to Elle Woods.
Oh, the look that's going back and forth across the table right now. Nicole.
Okay.
You're doing choreography for this show. How many different styles are in this specific production?
This is actually interesting because I love to mix and match styles, but it's all very similar in that it has to be high energy. And especially anything that has the Delta News in it, it's all perky, bouncy, wild, energetic moves. So I think the most different is Whipped Into Shape, the jump rope number, which is still high energy.
Well, that's one of the ones that whenever anyone reviews the show or talks about the show, they always come back to that number. In fact, there's a bunch of people jumping rope right now outside. I can see outside the room, dedicated, trying to get that number down. How's that going?
It's good. It's a tough one. I even got frustrated when trying to make up the moves to match the wording, you know, without matching things directly. So it's a tricky one because if you get stuck, you get stuck, and you just have to move on.
So that is the toughest number in the show, or is there something else?
I think physically, because things are out of your control. You can jump rope, but if you get caught, you know, and you lose an end of a jump rope, how do you fix it?
We've had about three people die so far.
Yes. It was okay. We had too many people on the show anyway.
Yeah.
So
a mortality rate with this number.
Speaking of, if you want to be in the show, just write Playful Theater Production and email.
If you can jump rope, though.
The show itself is fun. It's high energy. Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell people to say, okay, this is the reason why you should come and see this?
Well, I mean, we were literally just joking about it, but I also think it's really cool that there are so many familiar faces along with new faces to the Kelsey Theater community in this production, and we're all working together, and it's a lot of fun working with all these people, and you get to see us all just having fun and dancing and singing and just joking around, and I think when people see that on the stage, they'll really appreciate all the hard work and all of the fun times that we're having.
I agree, and I think also with the friendship that Emmett and Elle build, I think is really similar to the friendship that Kairos and I have in real life. So,
okay.
No. I mean, we're not going to fall in love, sorry. But,
oh, God.
I know, don't cry. But it makes it fun to work with your friends because it's so much easier to, like, take risks and, you know, try different tactics with them. And the way that I talk, like, when I'm, you know, part of the show where I'm trying to help him get his act together a little bit, I talk to him the way I would talk to him. And so it's fun to work with people.
That's a very true story, actually.
Yes, yes. So it's fun to be able to use your own sense of humor with your friends.
I think the level of talent in the show also is incredible. And I have had to pinch myself several times that when I look around and say, I can't believe that this cast incomplete is assembled on this stage. People who I think you'd usually see as only leads who are here in smaller parts, but great parts, and there are going to be so many standout performances on the stage, you're not even going to know what's going to hit you next.
So it's a fun show with good music, good dancing, wonderful costumes, and it's just going to be an enjoyable evening for all, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Keep it positive.
There it is.
Sing it, Paula.
Oh, is that a song from the show?
No. You have to come and find out.
Oh. the mystery
songs out there.
The mystery of Elle Woods.
We'll do three songs. You come see the show and tell us which one is not in the show.
Okay, so
Wheels of a Dream. Just see what happens. Just, yeah.
And the podcast gets away from us.
Oh, we're recording this?
I hope. So what does Playful have coming up next season?
So in the fall, they're doing Working, which will be directed by Jared Benn, and that takes place in November. And in the spring, they're doing Les Mis, directed by Frank Ferrara, and that will be at the end of March.
Starring Russell Crowe. He's coming back for this production, y'all.
Let's hope not.
So if you want to see this group on stage in performances of Legally Blonde the Musical, it'll be at the Kelsey Theater on the West Windsor campus at Mercer County Community College and will begin on April 19th and run through April 28th. Tickets are $18 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Paula, Michelle, Nicole, Kimberly, and Kairos for being here today.
Well, we want to thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're all flew here on just
for Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.